здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Мы начинаем наш воскресный вебинар. Как всегда, в студии вместе с нами доктор Михаил.
Hello. We're starting our Sunday lesson as usual. We have Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman in the studio. I am Semyon Vinokur. With me is Alexander Kozlov. And we're continuing Bala Sulam's article, Peace in the World. We're speaking about four categories: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. Four categories where we think we understand these things, but we don't really. Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, that's correct. People get confused by these, but in general, we need to go through them, even though afterwards you'll forget about it. And you, too, might also perceive them in a confused way afterward, but it's just like with school. As much as we've learned all kinds of topics, and what do we remember? What do we remember, Sasha? But that's called education. But the foundation remains, right, Dr. Leitman? Even though you don't recognize the elements, you don't know them, but whatever passed through you establishes your mind, your intellect. Semyon, I always thought, what is this mathematics that I learned? What did it give me? All kinds of high geometry. I didn't need all those things. I went to school and when I went to university, they told me, you need to forget what you learned at school. I was the head of a lab and they told me, here you have instruments, here you have members here that you need to observe and take care of. And afterward, I needed to maybe a few things out of what I learned, Sasha. But still, it's a very great difference. If a person came after university, after a technical university, how can you do it without mathematics, Semyon? That's correct. I needed less physics and more philosophy. Dr. Leitman, yeah, that's suitable for your character, Semyon. Yes. I went into technical things afterwards. Dr. Leitman, so four categories: mercy, truth, justice, and peace are four categories that exist in each and every one of us. They exist in the society, in the family, in all objects. Mercy, truth, justice, and peace. And we're drawn to these, to these foundations, to these qualities. We constantly want to somehow use them, to control them, or that they will control us. In any case, there's a problem here. How can we acquire these categories in ourselves? We have a need in them that exists, but we don't know how to use them. So let us go slowly. Semyon, we're continuing to read the article, Peace in the World. Guys, prepare questions, be active. Dr. Leitman, the questions don't even need to touch this topic. I understand it'll be hard to rise to the scrutiny of mercy, truth, justice, and peace. It truly is difficult, Semyon, but all questions should be connected to it. Dr. Leitman, doesn't matter. Sasha says they're already writing questions. Okay, so maybe start with something, Dr. Leitman. Semyon, four categories: mercy, truth, justice, and peace with regard to an individual and the society. That's what Bala Sulam adds here. Dr. Leitman, correct, because practically they act in each and every one of us, in every person, and also in connection between people, and also in the connection between all people in general. Meaning, if we speak about our correction being on how much we're dependent and connected on each other, so then we will acquire such a web of dependence that is called man. And in that web, we will grasp the Creator. And then it will become clear to us that these four categories Mercy, truth, justice, and peace, these are fundamental. If we use them correctly, in their correct connection, they will give us that foundation upon which we will discover the Creator. Okay, we will begin. Semyon, okay, we'll begin. Now that we have discovered the true meaning of goodness, we should... And Semyon, I want to ask you, what is that true meaning of goodness? Can you return on that? Dr. Leitman, that is the complete connection between people through which the Creator reveals. That is called the true meaning of goodness, because then we stop feeling our world as existing in our egoistic senses, which differentiate between each other, and we start recognizing our reciprocal reality, which we understand as the upper world, and also the upper force, which is called the Creator, which fills that network of connection, that network of forces between us, and gives us this sensation of eternal life. Semyon. Okay, so after we know after we've discovered the true meaning of goodness, we should take a close look at the means at our disposal for faster achievement of happiness. There are four categories at our command for attaining this end: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. All those who have tried to correct the world used these categories. Semyon, that's clear to us. Rather, humanity has developed until today within these four categories. The divine providence, or the upper providence, has brought people to their present state. Dr. Leitman, correct. The Creator leads us through these four categories, these four qualities. He awakens these qualities in us: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. And they also reveal positively and negatively in us. And at the end of it all, we are pushed by these four categories, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, to their complementation, because we are like cogwheels. If you take everybody, every organism, take the human body, dismantle it into many, many, many parts and try to differentiate between these parts, which part goes where, out of the general pile there, how do you relate between them? How is it possible to connect and complement between them, that there will be in a reciprocity, in a connection, in that's wondrous, massive work? Because if we see our body as working, so we don't have such a spiritual body. Our spiritual body is broken. But through us, we start in that in which the person, what is called a person, the person went through the breaking. And the Adam went through the breaking. And we need to, through those parts that it broke into, using these qualities, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, we need to construct that man, that Adam, in our world. What is the continuation? Semyon. Sasha. As was stated above, the best thing we can possibly do is take the law of development under our control. We will then free ourselves from the sufferings which history prepares for our future. Dr. Leitman, that is clear. If we were to relate that way to the world, if we would take that law, and every one of us, if we understood that each and every one has these qualities within them, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, then we would see that there is nothing common among these qualities. And also between us, we cannot connect because we can only be in connection through these qualities. And therefore, that is our work. Let us work in that. Let us learn these and let us try to combine them. Each and every one of us is composed of these parts, and we just need to know how between us we need to connect them. Let's move on. Sasha, in accordance with this, let's research and analyze these four categories in order to understand what they have given us up to now, and consequently find out what help we can receive from them in the future. Dr. Leitman, meaning, we have reciprocal work here. On one hand, the work concludes in that we will try to scrutinize these four categories between us. We will try to grow them, and then we will try to relate between them. That is first. Secondly, in our work, we will see between them and in them how they will help us. How can I put it? These qualities, how can they help me? How can I use mercy? How can I use truth? How can I use lies? How can I use justice? How can I use peace? And their opposites in order to connect. Now, the world is going through a state in which it's completely broken before our eyes. We're dismantling, disconnecting from each other. People are understanding that they're incapable of being together in a family. A nation is incapable of holding its citizens inside itself. People are disconnecting, moving, distancing from each other according to all kinds of parameters of freedom. But gradually we're reaching the understanding that what we lack is correct connection between us, meaning use of these qualities, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, in their correct form between them. And then we will reach a correct and perfect state, not just a good state on this planet, planet Earth, and in the family, etc. But on the contrary, if we will progress and move forward, nature itself, the nature of the Creator, will move us more and more to show us our negative qualities, our deficiencies, like an elderly person toward a child. A child thinks that he gets a toy and that his world is good. But the elderly person has to deal with a lot more than that. That's how it is with us, too. So don't just think that negative qualities that life brings us, don't think that they're really negative. They are forces that direct us to the purpose of creation. Therefore, if we use them correctly, we will progress to the purpose of creation good in a good and positive way. Sasha, maybe we can ask a few questions. We've gotten a few that we've gotten till now. I understood from this explanation that this law of development itself demands more active participation on our behalf through these four qualities. So there's a question here from Moscow. Why did Bala Sulam choose specifically these four categories? Because there's got to be more than that. And a question from Sochi wants to add, the quality of love, for instance. Why isn't the quality of love in this list? What is this list? Dr. Leitman, love is the goal. Mercy, truth, justice, and peace all exist in order to bring us to a complete connection. And the complete connection, absolute connection, is called love. Love is here only in the combination between those qualities, Sasha. So we need to scrutinize that quality in relation to them. Dr. Lakeman, when you balance those four qualities and you don't relate to them in a distortion between them, but if you relate to them as one, so then they truly connect in you like some ball, like some sphere, which is called love. First question, why are there four categories? Maybe there's more. Dr. Lakeman, no, there are four. Because there are four b'chinot, four phases of development of the desire, as we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah. So they cannot be less than that. It is those same 10 sfirot that need to find the correct connection between them. And therefore, that's how it turns out. Semyon, so you say that those 10 sfirot need to come to the correct connection in order to reach love. Dr. Lakeman, at the end of it all, when Malchut and Keter meet and connect, so then the peak of creation is built, as it's called. Okay, we're going to keep reading. There's a very serious scrutiny here in relation to the truth. It is written, when we theoretically examine positive properties, we naturally have no better one than truth. The goodness we defined above, taking into consideration the interdependence between the individual and the society, when he gives and properly functions within it, receiving his fair share, is nothing but truth. It is always in demand because in practice, this quality is not accepted by the society. In practice, this lack of truth is predetermined by it. There is some flaw or factor which prevents the society from accepting it, and we should find out what it is. If we profoundly research the practical significance of truth, we would undoubtedly discover that it is obscure and extremely difficult to see. Dr. Lakeman, if we're speaking about correct connection between people, in what way are we capable together to reach a state of truth? It's impossible. Each one has his own truth. It appears differently to each one, etc. However, everyone needs to give, everyone needs to receive, everyone needs to correctly connect with society in all the possible forms of connection, and all the possible qualities. And how is it possible to connect between all that? We are all interconnected in 620 chords of connection. You understand? So we're capable of doing it such that all these chords of connection between us are connected and concentrated properly, measured properly in advance. How are we supposed to do that? So here emerges the question that there's a flaw in the necessity itself for mutual complementation and mutual reception there. Sasha, theoretically we can understand it, but practically we can't implement it. Everyone is an egoist. Everyone sees it differently. The spiritual world, the altruistic world, in that world, do we all understand these definitions as one? Dr. Lakeman, in the spiritual world, there are different definitions, but it all depends on the degree upon one is, which one is on. In every degree I'm on, so then the relations between the degrees changes too, because I'm always increasingly, more internally, seeing that relationship of others to me and me to them, and I'm always trying to work with them. Semyon, Brother Salam continues, truth obliges us to equalize all individuals in the society so that everyone would receive his part in accordance with his effort, no more and no less. This is the only real basis that raises no doubts. Obviously, the actions of the person who wants to benefit from someone else's efforts contradict both common sense and the category of truth. Dr. Leitman, for sure, truth means that I cannot receive more than I bestow, and I cannot bestow more than I receive. There needs to be a law of general balance between everyone. Really, between everyone, in relation to the qualities of each and every one, to the quantity and exertion of everyone, in relation to the state I'm in. Maybe I'm a bit sick, and the other one, someone else had something happen to him. All in all, these qualities are not constant. It's not something that you could just put it as some data in some instrument and then let it run by itself. You always need, like the body itself, you need to, how should I put it, that there are many parts, many organs that constantly have this dynamic balance between them. And they need to balance reciprocally one to another, because then that's what allows the general body allows to do to balance it. And when it cannot do that, that is called a disease, when the body's parts cannot have that dynamic balance between them. Therefore, these qualities, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, come precisely in order to give us understanding of how we need to balance ourselves so that our soul will start revealing as existing in and of itself. And that's how it will truly become revealed. Otherwise, it won't. That's how we need to connect between us. And then the correct connection between us, what is called the soul, in it we will discover the life of that body that we created between us, that it is called the Creator. Sasha, so we need to turn into being an active element of that providence, Dr. Leitman, not just to turn into that, but to create that. That's also what the Creator says. You made me. It's not that the Creator made the person, but the person made the Creator. Semyon, it's as if he doesn't exist and we create him. Dr. Leitman, correct. Sasha, so he teaches us in his qualities. He teaches us through his qualities. There are some questions here that demand scrutiny. There's a question from Kiev. Humanity is developing, and as it does, the intention becomes more just. And also a question from Kharkov. Can you give an example of this providence, how practically this law plays out, and what is our role in that? Is there really truth and mercy? The first question is a bit doubtful of whether the world is full of justice and mercy. Dr. Leitman, definitely not. Our ego grows, we become more coarse, and you can say that we lose the feeling of others, and you could say the contrary, that once we were like barbarians. They were more capable of understanding each other. Today, the more sensitive we've become, we've also become a lot more distorted. Semyon, there are many lawyers among us, Sasha. Yeah, we have a lot more military today, a lot more means of war. There are many factors here. Dr. Leitman, okay, we have questions from Plovdiv. Question. A question from the chat. Hello, Rav. How can we attain the quality of the Creator in sensation and intellect. Dr. Lightman, only in the group. What are we discussing? That we need to reach a state where mercy, truth, justice, and peace will be in such a mutual connection between them that we will feel that we're creating this balanced system, which is called a body, like our body, but a spiritual body. This body is called soul. Until we start creating that, then we will see what we're lacking, that we need to add a little bit of mercy, a little bit of truth, a little bit of justice to lower peace a bit, and all kinds of things. How dynamically we need to be in correct connection between us. That is spiritual life, in this continual balance of these four qualities. That is our work. By doing so, we will feel ourselves as advancing in the spiritual world. We will feel between us the Creator. That is life. And we will see that, and we will also see that it's not difficult, because the upper light, which acts on us according to the efforts of ours, it is what carries out this world work. We don't need to think about how to balance these things so much. We don't know how to do that at all. We just need to yearn to connect. And in that way, between us, these four qualities will create that connection. And then each and every one of those parts, the first, the second, the third, and the fourth, all those are parts of our soul, meaning Chochmah, Bina, Zirampin, and Malchut. They will start coming into this correct relationship among each other. And then when we reach that minimal form of connection, and we will start having that inner balance between those qualities, we will start feeling the Creator there. Just like between all of our cells and organs in our bodies, we feel life. Semyon, there are many questions. Everyone understands these categories differently. Another question. Why do I feel envy toward others? And how can I work on that? Rav, Dr. Lightman, because you don't feel that the others are your parts of your spiritual body. I am merciful toward you, but I understand your state. If you, together with them, are in this mutual kli, this general kli, and the light in this kli cannot exist because of your attitude toward them, meaning spiritual life doesn't exist in that kli, in that vessel, because of your attitude toward the connection with them. If you would see that, then certainly you would change. We will come closer to that, and then you will see that that is possible. Semyon, an interesting question. Do I need to do good to others who once harmed me and hurt me? Dr. Lightman, you don't need to think that people did that. You need to think that the Creator did that. The Creator did that, and nothing is done by people. You don't need to blame people for anything. You don't need to be hurt by them. People, all in all, are controlled by the Creator. Therefore, you only need to learn from them how to connect to them better, because afterwards you will connect into one soul. You need to request from them and request from the Creator only connection. Forgive them for everything. You don't need to argue with them, get angry. You don't need to be like that with them. Certainly, it's quite complicated. But if a person, if you see that he's also yearning to a similar goal to you, try to be closer to him. Semyon, another question. Oleg from Moscow is asking, question from life. What should I do if I feel in relations in the group deficiency in the quality of truth, that nothing is honest, nothing is true? Dr. Lightman, that is true, because everyone are liars, everyone are thieves, rapists, murderers of good relations between us. Therefore, in no way do you need to imagine that Everyone is ideal and idealistic. You don't need to do that. Just accept people as they are. That's how they've been created by the Creator. Preferably, you should look at how they exert. Look at how these people are now sitting before me. Everyone is putting in these efforts. They came to listen to something about their soul, how to seek it, how to develop it, how to connect with other parts. Therefore, I appreciate them. And I cannot say anything bad about any one of you, because the Creator set you all here before me. Therefore, I need to appreciate these people. The Creator did that. If I do not appreciate them, then that is me disagreeing with the Creator. Let us continue. Sasha and Stanislav from Minsk also asked, he asked, how do you connect as one soul if everyone is these liars, thieves, murderers, etc.? Dr. Leitman, let us continue. Why should I answer this question? Sasha, yes, yeah, I hope you already heard the answer. Dr. Leitman, way to go. If he asked a question, then he needs to hear it. Sasha, let us continue with what Bala Shalom says. But how can we imagine and comprehend this category of truth, for it to be accepted by the society? For example, if we oblige everybody to work equal number of hours, the category of truth will still remain concealed from us. Moreover, we will discover undisguised falsehood with regard to the workers' physical and moral state. Semyon, I always thought that if everyone really would have worked those same hours, then we would truly reach. I work 8 hours and others work 8 hours. Dr. Leitman, that's incorrect. In our world, there is no ability to measure that. But if you could measure that, then we would measure and we would check, and then everything would be a lot more truthful and honest. How can I demand from a single person the same effort as the other person? No person is equal to the other. It was created this way on purpose, according to nature, according to our nature, so that we will insert those categories, those qualities, and according to those qualities, we will elevate ourselves above the degree of the conditions that he gave us, and we will truly invert into human beings. We would correct by doing so what he as if corrupted, that flaw that he made on us. That's what we correct. And then we would be grateful to him for that in which he corrupted us on purpose. Sasha, and then Bala Shalom writes, quite naturally, all of us cannot work equally. Semyon, what he dreams about? Sasha, no, he already doesn't dream about that. People work 8 hours or more. Bala Shalom, there will always be someone who, due to his weakness, makes a bigger effort in 1 hour than his comrade in 2 hours or even more. There also exists a psychological problem, because the lazy person exerts a lot more energy in an hour than someone else who works for 2 hours. From the viewpoint of absolute truth, we cannot oblige one part of the society to work for provision of the life necessities more than the other. In practice, it turns out that the strong and enterprising members of society benefit from the efforts of other people, and thus malevolently exploit them, which certainly contradicts the category of truth. Compared with the weak and lazy members of society, they themselves make very little effort. Semyon, that's interesting, meaning the strong and the quick can always do that. The sharp and the strong always manipulates the society because he needs to work less time. If he is sharp and knows how to exert, so he doesn't put in so much psychological and mental efforts to work. I go to the lesson, at school, and I sit calmly for 5 hours, and it's interesting for me to listen. And there's a guy sitting next to me who finds it very difficult and is incapable of sitting there, and after 10 minutes he's exploding, he doesn't know what to do with himself. How is it possible to demand from him and from me the same effort? From the beginning, we're different. Who can measure that? Semyon, it's a question. Dr. Leitman. And here, throughout all of life, Semyon. So it's impossible to measure according to the quality of truth. Dr. Leitman, and that's certainly how it is for the whole of life. Semyon. Dr. Leitman. Senka doesn't forget to buy his wife flowers each week. And you, Sasha, over there, you forget about that. So what next? What else? How is it possible to demand? And people demand equality without taking into consideration that if you would buy it for her, for example, once per month, so for you it's great efforts, and for the other one it just happens automatically. Let's see, Semyon, he buys his wife flowers every week, and you just bring fish home. So how can his wife say that he's an example for you if you guys are different? Sasha, women somehow work that out. Maybe they have some quality that balances that out, or... Because it seems like the attitude is good in these two families. Mac Online, a question from Renata. Can you explain how to compare between the concealment of the Creator and the act of the reforming light? Dr. Leitman, the Creator is concealed on purpose so that we will awaken that light that reforms us, that brings us back to Him, but that it will reveal it not just for us to have it better, but so that we will know how to act correctly. So all of our actions in relation to the Creator are directed to that. How can I secure my closeness to the Creator if I do not demand Him, but a correct relationship to Him? That is a big difference. That is closeness according to mutual work. He helps us in that He makes a concealment. And I, at the end of it all, want to come closer to Him in that I say that I do not need your revelation. You just give me the opportunity to relate correctly to others. Therefore, I demand from mercy, truth, justice, and peace, the correct relationship between those four categories. And then if we get the right forces toward them, I can come closer to them in a much more balanced and equal way. So at the end of it all, I create such a connection between me and others, a balanced, equal, spherical connection that is filled with the Creator. Semyon, a question. Why are the sharp and strong so bad? Dr. Leitman, that is a primordial problem because I do not think primordially that people work a lot and that they pressure others to work a lot. All kinds of wisecrackers gather, people who are strong in character, where it's easy for them to gather, and all the others, the general mass, is weak, lazy, and therefore it's tough for them. I think Balasulam writes in continuation, and that is already written, that the society does not need to promote the strong and the sharp, because they show us such a high level, an ideal example of success that others cannot keep up with. So others get despaired and They feel like losers, that they're missing out. And they're not missing out, they're just normal people. Therefore, society needs to take example from intermediaries and not from successful. It's like in the family too. I cannot get angry at my child because he's not a genius or because he's not a champion sportsman. Each one in his own place. I need to just give them the opportunity to develop correctly, and onward from that, it's his own matter. Semyon, there was once a big gap between the rich and poor, and now it's growing more and more. Does that mean we've lost the orientation? Dr. Lehman, that's right, we don't direct ourselves correctly. Semyon, and all the strong and sharp, what's with them? Dr. Lehman, they insert such goals into society that no one can reach. And they are also those who make those goals more remote from others, and it's as if those goals just remain with them. Sasha, a question from Facebook. There's questions from all kinds of channels. They want to scrutinize. How can we say that we create the Creator? People don't understand that. Dr. Lehman, certainly we create Him. I'll tell you what the deal is. An upper force exists, which is called Atzmuto, which is Hebrew for His essence. Atzmuto, what it means is the self of the Creator. It's simply the upper force, simply. He is around us in this detached way. That's the force. It's like that. Inside, this upper force creates His influence, His bestowal upon the creation. And inside that, the creation is created. With that upper force, Atzmuto, His essence, we don't deal with it. We don't deal with Atzmuto. It's simply a detached force from us and a primordial cause. Primordial cause.
Она создает вторую силу.
It is what creates the second force. This second force is already the Creator. That's the Creator.
А следующее, третье, это уже творение.
And this third circle is творение. The creation. Кли. Creation or Кли, желание. Vessel. Or desire. Желание.
А это свет.
And this second circle is the light.
Вот таким образом это работает. Поэтому что значит?
That's how it works. Therefore, what does it mean that we create? We are the creation. We are here in a completely shattered state. Completely shattered. Here, we have what is called 600,000 main parts, shattered, and billions more. If we connect between us, then gradually, according to the degree of connection between us, we start feeling between us the Creator. Meaning, we create the Creator. We discover Him. And outside of us, we don't know if He exists or not. Therefore, everything concludes in this part of the system where the Creator is revealed, or in other words, to create the Creator, to make Him.
Где?
Краснодар.
Сенка. There is a question from Krasnodar. Dr. Leitman. Olga, please. Hello, Dr. Leitman. We heard the lesson and we have this question. How can we insert these categories into our society if we do not see the truth and we cannot appreciate these other qualities in relation to others in order to reach the correct connection? And what should we do in such a state? Dr. Leitman, what's with you? What, to insert these qualities immediately into the society? What, you have great plans, but that's not, doesn't work out. We need to learn all that upon us. Until you cannot create a 10 or some image of a 10, if not physically, then at least virtually, and in it you will start feeling these qualities: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. How to create ourselves and to create within ourselves a single whole in order to reveal the Creator, to attain the Creator. You don't need to live like one family. We are coming to a connection which is spiritual, to create such reciprocity between us, a mental reciprocity, in order to reveal this force upon us. And then you will gradually start understanding how all that is created, and that you couldn't do it in any other way. In general, we have already come close to that, quite close. Today, we have simply started working on a very complex topic. I see that it's tough for people. It's hard for people to take hold of this topic. Therefore, I'm angry at my friends here who chose this material. It's not good material. It's very tough material. I wouldn't even take this material at the for the convention, even such a virtual connection. But there's nothing we can do. In short, we have an ability to gather together, and gradually, in our connection between us, we can start feeling these four qualities between us: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. And at the end of it all, we will start understanding how, in connection between us, all in all, four qualities. It's not that you start connecting two people together and you start saying that in this person there are 20, 30, or 40 qualities and the other one has hundreds of qualities, etc. You can speak to psychologists and they will tell you how in every person there are hundreds and hundreds of categories. So there is no such thing. All in all, we just need to connect these four qualities together: mercy, truth, justice, and peace, and they will complement, and how to reach a correct complementarity between them. The correct complementarity between them, that's what we need to reach. That's all, and that's possible. Semyon Nur Sultan. Dr. Leitman, please, Nur Sultan. Question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Do you hear? We hear. A question. If I understand these four categories correctly, mercy, truth, justice, and peace in the spiritual world, that's mainly in relation to the individual, one individual toward another individual. Because in the integral world, it's hard to measure or evaluate correctly. And another thing, evaluating these things in the group or with a friend, because in the ordinary world it's hard to give a correct evaluation to these categories. It's as if impossible. Dr. Leitman, it truly is impossible. Semyon, that's called philosophy. Dr. Leitman, we need to learn together a lot. Now we're just going through this for the first time, just to know that there are such four qualities that need to be connected, but really we're not working with them, and we're incapable of working with them because they still don't exist in us. We don't feel ourselves composed of these forces. St. Petersburg. Hello, Dr. Leitman. You drew the circles of Atzmuto, the creator, and the creation, the desire. The creator is the desire to bestow, right? That's also a desire. Dr. Leitman, the light. Question. You drew that the desire is under the creator. What is the desire, Dr. Leitman? There is the creator and there is the creation. The creator is the desire to bestow the light, and the creation is the desire to receive the kli, the vessel. Question. That's also a desire, the creator. Dr. Leitman, yes, the creator is also a desire. Question. But you said that the desire depends on the creator, even though the creator is a desire. Dr. Leitman, I am sorry, very sorry. The desire to receive, and the creator, the creation is a desire to receive, and the light, the creator, is a desire to bestow. Question. So does that say that the desire has a wider significance? Dr. Leitman, yes. The desire is a force in relation to who it acts. That's what it's called, either a desire to bestow or a desire to receive. Thank you. We finished with St. Petersburg, now Nikolaev. Question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Please say, the quality of truth in the spiritual world and in our world, are they different qualities? In our world, everyone has their own truth. So how can we connect the quality of truth in our world in order to come closer to the spiritual truth? Thank you. Dr. Leitman. If you would detach the quality of truth from yourself, and you would receive the truth that exists in others, not in one other person in your environment, but in general, in others, that would help you detach from yourself. And then you would succeed to reach the quality of mercy in the relationship between them, at least how you relate to yourself. From that, you would reach justice, which concludes in that we are equal and everyone deserves according to his state. And at the end of it all, you will reach truth. That is called the true truth. But we will learn all that in continuation. We have just now gone through this article, like scanning through it just to generalize what it means for our connection, what our connection is made of. Semyon, that's truly correct. It's very deep. Almaty. Hello. A question from beginners. Do you hear? We hear. How much time is left until this ideal world? Will we grasp that, or will only our children grasp that? Dr. Leitman, no, it's not children, it's you. You, the moment that you create it, from the broken parts, from the shattered parts of the system, you will then be called Adam, the human. This is the creation. I'm coloring it in yellow. That is called Adam, or human in Hebrew.
Адам. Оно разбито на огромное количество...
He is shattered. Shattered in many parts. 600,000 parts. And we need to connect those parts into a single system. Then that system will be called Адам. Адам from the word Адаме, which means similar to the Creator. And then there will be this dynamic balance between the Creator and the creation. Adhesion, as it's called. Another question, if possible? Yes? Question. Dr. Layton, please say, this will to receive, do we need to include that within ourselves? Dr. Layton, certainly, without the will to receive, we cannot do anything. It needs to be in us, but we just need to know how to use it correctly. How is it possible, without the will to receive or desire to receive, to grasp within myself all the qualities and then, with their help, bestow to others? Question. That is a desire to receive. That is in, as it's called, the nations of the world, people walking on the streets. Their desire needs to be integrated in mine. Dr. Layton, also in their desire. Question. And how do we raise that to the Creator? Dr. Layton. My dear, that is in the group, in the 10. When you start connecting, you start feeling how that repels you, how that attracts you, and there you can do that. And there you can start feeling how it needs to become expressed in you. These are very interesting problems. However, these group lessons and how to compose this one generality between you when you create this collective, something that has this existence in and of itself. You need to connect and act in that direction. In order to do so, you need some manager, someone, coordinator that guides you. Usually it's someone from here. It can also be someone from there. You need such a thing. You don't have such a thing? We do have one. Okay, great. You just need to work correctly on that topic. Usually people listen and say, oh, it's not so important, they just talk about that, and it doesn't really need to be that way. Precisely the lessons on the 10, they the most effective and the most necessary ones possible. And another short scrutiny. How does our framework, morning lesson, dissemination, does everything go according to, is our progress satisfactory to you or not? Dr. Layton, your pace of development depends on you. St. Petersburg. Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. How can my ego yearn for truth if my ego depends on the society and also criticizes the society? That's in our world, because otherwise it's not given. I thought about that. Justice is that I need to bestow and receive. Dr. Layton, wait. What society are you speaking about? Question. About the general society. We're all speaking about the general society in relation to the Creator. Dr. Layton, no, that's incorrect. Don't go so fast. That's incorrect. You need to learn all that in your 10. And only afterward, think about something else. And even that might take you a few years. So don't get dispersed all around the place and talk about the general society. Don't create illusions for yourself. It all needs to be organized in a clear way in the 10. Friends, be calm. I'm explaining everything to you in a very methodical way. If you missed something, if you didn't hear something, then certainly the line of connection detaches on your side, so that's not so good, but it's not so terrible either. We'll start learning this article. We'll learn it for another year or so. And in the meantime, we will learn how to work in the 10. That's more important. Sasha, and I also wanted to talk about an invitation. Soon we'll get to Kishinev, but I just want to remind everyone in New York, in America, that we're going to have an introduction lecture. There are links and information there. We want to invite there our beginners. I also want to talk about our Kishinev Congress from 6 to 8 of September in Moldova. We're inviting everyone there. Dr. Lateman, can you say something about it? Dr. Lateman, I recommend everyone who possibly can to come to the Kishinev Moldova Congress. I recommend to whoever cannot come to also think why he cannot come. And we also have a special fund in order to help people come who are needy of help in order to come to the convention or to pay for the convention itself. We understand that it's quite complicated for many people. Together with that, we also want to help everyone. So whoever really thinks that he needs to be there in order to get to know others, in order to understand how that all comes together, this whole story, because our correction is only in the connection between us. Therefore, let us think about that. Let us discuss that and do that. Connection comes from learning and connection in the 10, in the group. Therefore, let us try to implement that. Turn to the Congress management, find there the Help a Friend Fund and all other materials that will support you there. And whoever hasn't decided and hasn't registered yet, so decide quickly so that we will all meet at the Congress. I very much look forward to seeing you all there, to meet there. I want to say a warm goodbye to all of you. I already start seeing and feeling who is missing. There's a young lady who left from Yoshka Ola. She's sitting there. No, that's not her. There was another one. Sao Paulo today, they're sitting. We hope others will also come. There's a very loyal group there in Czechoslovakia. I very much hope that we'll meet, so if not in Moldova, so afterward we also have a congress in Bulgaria. So thank you very much for your presence in all of our lessons. Everything is open for you. Translation, there's always a translation to Russian. A big, warm embrace to all of you. Good day to all of you. Bye.